Welcome to Office Hours. In this episode, Lanhee Chen answers the most commonly asked questions from his policy ed video, What History Tells Us About the Public Option. So the first question we got a lot was, what is the public option and who would be eligible to buy into it?
Well, the public option is a plan that would be operated by the federal government, a health insurance plan that would compete with private health insurance plans, essentially for people's business on the health insurance marketplaces. And in terms of who could sign up for the public option, it really depends on what Congress decides. In some formulations, pretty much anybody could sign up for the public option. In others, it would only be people who work for small businesses or people who don't have health insurance. But it entirely depends on what Congress decides to pass and what it decides to authorize. But it's certainly possible it could enable millions of Americans, if not tens of millions of Americans, to enroll in a coverage that essentially would be a government-run plan.
Another common question we received was, will the public option make private health insurance illegal?
The public option probably wouldn't make private insurance illegal. If we had a Medicare for all solution or a one-size-fits-all kind of single-payer government-run solution, then it's possible that private insurance could be outlawed under that configuration. But the public option itself is meant to compete with private sector plans. Now, it is the case that over time, if you look at what the data tells us, a public option could crowd out private health insurance. In other words, the public option could take the place of many private health insurance plans. But in terms of outlawing private health insurance, no, that generally is not the intention of those who advocate for the public option.
In terms of cost savings, who would decide how much doctors and hospitals were paid for treating patients on the public option? Would they get paid like regular private insurers? Would they get paid like Medicare patients? How would that work?
Well, the federal government would determine how much doctors and other providers would be paid under a public option. It's a similar system to what we see with Medicare at the federal level and Medicaid at many state levels. Medicaid, of course, is the coverage for poorer Americans. Medicare is the coverage for most Americans over the age of 65. A public options reimbursement rates for physicians and other providers would be set by the federal government, in all likelihood, at a level that is substantially lower than what they are reimbursed under private health insurance plans, and probably a lot closer to what they are paid for services provided through Medicare, which on average is anywhere from 75 to 80 cents on the dollar if you look at private health insurance as the benchmark for what physicians and other providers would be paid. So there's no question that a public option at scale would put downward pressure on the amount of money that providers are reimbursed for their services.
And how would they react to that? I mean, are doctors, hospitals going to be happy about this?
Providers probably would not be too happy about it. The likely outcome would be that you would see further constraints in the availability of providers. Some providers would simply elect not to take patients on the public option unless they were mandated to. And if they're mandated to take that coverage, then chances are that the supply of physicians and providers and hospitals and other kinds of medical services may be restricted if a public option ends up coming to fruition.
So what are the chances that the public option would remain deficit neutral? Because that is one of the main arguments in favor of passing a public option.
It's unlikely that a public option would remain deficit neutral. Those who argue it would remain deficit neutral usually premise their argument on two assumptions. The first is that those who are on the public option would be at some level exposed to increases in premium costs that are consistent with increases in the cost of healthcare over time. And the second assumption is one we have discussed in a previous question, which is that reimbursement rates for physicians and other providers would remain artificially low, that the government would be able to keep them artificially low to keep costs in check. Now, both of these assumptions are faulty because they don't comport with historical reality, what we know happens in government-run healthcare programs, but also because they fail to account for the political pressure that results from both those who are on the public option as well as providers. So if you relax the first assumption and do not give those who are on the public option exposure to healthcare cost increases, then that means someone's got to pay for the extra costs as premiums rise. That will be taxpayers. And then secondly, what we know is that providers will lobby for more and more funding. And as those costs increase, as government pays those providers more, someone has to pay for that cost. And again, it's taxpayers. In fact, my colleagues and I at the Hoover Institution have done some research on what the impacts of this would be. And we find that these two forces combined will result in significant deficit implications and debt implications down the road. So much so that over time, in fact, the public option becomes the third largest government program behind Social Security and Medicare. So the idea that the public option would remain deficit neutral is simply one that's not supported by the historical evidence or the empirical data regarding what the public option would do over time.
What effect would the public option have on the cost of health insurance? And is there a better option to the public option? I mean, the goal is to make health insurance more affordable and accessible for more people. Would it do that? And what should we do instead?
Well, the public option certainly has the potential to expand the number of people with health insurance. The question will be what the impact is on those who have private insurance. Many of those arrangements would end up getting supplanted by the public option. And then over time, what we know is that costs will increase, not just for those on the public option potentially, but for taxpayers writ large. So the question becomes, is there a better way to promote lower healthcare premiums and lower healthcare costs over time? And what we know is that if we put in place sufficient competitive forces in the marketplace, that we have a system that offers a broader selection of different kinds of plans, different kinds of choices of benefits, for example, that will have the tendency to lower costs over time. So that's the kind of reform that we should be aiming toward, not necessarily increasing the role of the federal government in the healthcare system, but rather to create a more competitive system where plans are incentivized, first of all, to lower their premiums, and they're incentivized to do so also in a marketplace where there's more choice around the kinds of plans that people get. The public option may seem like an easy answer to this problem of how we expand coverage and do it at a lower price point. But in fact, what it will do is raise the tax burden for many Americans. And for those on the public option, create the possibility that over time, they would have access to less and less of the services that they need, eventually leading to a system where care might need to be controlled, indeed on the supply side, which is a form of rationing we see in many systems that have a large footprint for the federal government, large footprint for the national government. In systems we see in Europe and Canada and around the world, for example, those are truly single-payer systems. But what the public option would be over time is a migration toward that kind of system and potentially those kinds of effects.
That was Lanhee Chen of the Hoover Institution answering your frequently asked questions about the public option. If you have any more questions, please leave them in the comments below and we'll be sure to follow up.